Recorded Books Inspirational presents To Honor and Trust by Tracy Peterson and Judith Miller, narrated by Kate Forbes.
Chapter 1. Bridal Veil Island, Georgia, January 1913. Callie DeBoyer opened the ornate front door of Fair Haven. Certain there had been a terrible mistake. Who was this woman? Surely she couldn't be the nanny Mrs. Bridgeport had hired for the children. With hat askew and mousy brown hair laced with strands of gray jutting in all directions, the woman standing on the other side of the threshold squinted at Callie through the screen door. Did she dare open the door of Luther and Eunice Bridgeport's elaborate 12-bedroom cottage to this woman? "Good morning," the woman leaned forward. "I'm Maud Murphy, the new nanny. Are you Mrs. Bridgeport?" Callie cautioned herself to withhold further opinion. If this was indeed the newly hired nanny, she didn't want to start things off poorly. She didn't want to be accused of judging a book by its cover. But this woman was not what she'd expected. Maud Murphy came with a fine recommendation from one of the former residents of Bridal Veil Island. But this woman's appearance belied someone with years of experience as a nanny to wealthy families. Despite the fact that Mrs. Bridgeport and Mrs. Murphy had exchanged correspondence, they'd not yet met in person, and Callie couldn't help but wonder how their first meeting would go. Would Mrs. Bridgeport be as shocked as she was? Mrs. Murphy's shoulder sagged a bit to the right, probably due to the weight of the traveling case she grasped.